I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, a Republican lawmaker's take on the battle over funding for the war in Iraq. But we start the program with a conversation about Muslims in America. Islam represents one of the fastest-growing religious faiths in this country, and since September 11th, this faith has been in the spotlight as never before. Now a new poll offers what's believed to be the first nationwide random survey of this community. It found that the majority of Muslims are immigrants, but most have income and education levels similar to non-Muslims, and most see no conflict between being a devout Muslim and being part of the modern world. However, the survey found some areas of tension and concern, both within this community and its relationships with the broader society. With us now is Andrew Kohut. He is the president of the Pew Research Center, which conducted the poll. Welcome to the program.
Happy to join you.
Who are the Muslims in America?
Well, they're a pretty diverse group. Two-thirds of the 1,000 Muslims that we interviewed were born elsewhere. They're foreign-born, largely Arab, Pakistani, and South Asians. Those are the biggest blocks. But in point of fact, there 68 countries were represented in our survey of people born elsewhere. 35% of the Muslims here are native-born. Most of those, however, are converts, and the vast majority of them, not the vast majority, 60% of them are African-Americans of the native-borns.
How did you select the people interviewed for the poll?
Quite painfully, actually, or in a very costly way. We interviewed 55,000 people to screen for Muslim Americans. We interviewed in English, Arabic, Farsi, and Urdu. The sample was a very rigorous one, very difficult to carry out. This hasn't been done before because it takes so much to do. Muslim Americans only represent 0.6% of the adult population, and only about 2.4 million overall, we estimate. So it took us 4 months rather than the typical 4 days for a national poll.
Why did you have to interview so many people to come up with a sample of 1,000? 55,000 people sounds
huge.
It's a small town.
Because they represent such a tiny fraction of our population. Now, we did surveys of the Muslim minorities in Western Europe where it's 10, 11%, 9%. It's relatively easy to do. You can do it in a more conventional way. So that's why all of the interviews.
Let's deal with one of the more striking findings of the poll. The survey found that approximately 25% of young Muslims believe that suicide bombing is acceptable under some circumstances. Can you amplify that at all?
There's an extraordinary exception here. What this poll finds is that Muslim Americans are much more moderate than Muslims around the world and even in Western Europe. And so this is really exceptional. We only find about 5% of the Muslims that we questioned, a very, very tiny number, saying that suicide bombing that targets civilians in defense of Islam can sometimes be justified. But we found this one pocket of concern, younger Muslims who have stronger Muslim identity and tend to spend more time at the mosque than older Muslims, voicing potential support for suicide bombing at fairly high rates. But it is still lower than what we see in much of the world. And I just want to go out of my way to say that our headline was that the Muslim public here, especially compared to the European publics, are very mainstream, very moderate. But there are some, you know, pockets of potential concern.
But tell me more about this group that does hold this belief. When you say young Muslims, what do you mean? You mean
people under 30 years of age. We interviewed people 18 and over. And one of the things that this group did jump out with a higher percentage, and of course we had to report it. And it also is the same pattern as we see in Europe, where younger Muslims are more likely to say that they can see a basis or might accept violence in this way.
Do you have enough to know whether there's a difference in view among the young people born in the U.S. or the young people born somewhere else?
It's pretty similar in both cases. You know, part of it may be that younger people in all sorts of worlds are more willing to believe that there's a way that violence is justifiable.
You're saying that young people in general tend to be more accepting of violence under circumstances. Is that true?
That's what you're saying? They more often support war. I mean, that's not only true around the world. It's true here in the United States.
And now, that's counterintuitive because I think more people would think young people are the ones who tend to fight the wars. They might be more resistant, but you're saying that's just not true.
They are both. We end up with more young people in the streets protesting and more people saying, I'm willing to go, I'm eager to go.
The Bush administration from the beginning, even going back to 9/11, has taken pains to convince Muslims abroad that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are about fighting terror, not fighting the Islamic faith itself. Do you have any sense of whether that argument has taken hold among Muslims in America? Do they believe the administration?
Most of them don't think the war on terrorism is a sincere effort. They're as critical as Americans generally about the war in Iraq, but they're more critical of the war in Afghanistan. So there is a real issue with respect to the war on terrorism. And part of it is that Muslims in America, even though they're very happy with their lives, they're middle class, they're so much more assimilated than our European Muslims, they've really voiced their frustrations in this poll. 53% of them say it's become more difficult to be a Muslim in the United States since the September 11th attacks. So there is sort of a backlash to what they have to put up with to be a Muslim in this country, given the focus of our security efforts.
I don't know whether a poll would pick this up, but in Europe, there is a concern that even people who have been in Europe for a long time feel that they are not a part of the society and never will be. And I think that many people believe that that attitude is stronger among young people. But did the poll in any way indicate whether that Muslims feel that they are a part of the society?
They do. You know, the remarkably different thing about this poll compared to the one we did last year in Britain, France, Germany, and Spain is that American Muslims are more assimilated. Most report that most of their closest friends are not Muslims. They believe that Muslims coming into the country should try to adopt American customs rather than trying to remain distinct. And most don't think there's a conflict between being a devout Muslim and living in a modern country. And Muslims in the United States, unlike in Western Europe, are about as educated as the public at large. They are their incomes match the general public, and they tend to have a very positive American point of view. 72% of them said they believe that with hard work in this society, you can really get ahead. That's a higher percentage than we get among the general public. So this is not a group that feels estranged and alienated.
Andrew Cohet, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Andrew Cohet is the president of the Pew Research Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Delighted to be here.